all on the same roof.
Did you ever hear, talking about the porch and all, did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for porch? Or any other name people used to call a porch?
Oh, always cold hours, a freeze out in the wintertime. You couldn't sit on it. North wind would freeze you to death. It's the length of the house, eight foot wide.
Uh-huh. What about a gallery?
Well, they call, some of them call them gallery. Back when I was a little kid, that's all they called them, insect porch.
Uh-huh.
It was a gallery.
You hear that nowadays?
Not much. You don't see many houses with a porch on them now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that in these new houses they're patenting and building? You hardly ever see a porch on them. A little old outfit runs out over the doorstep, and that's all. Some of them ain't got that.
What would you call a real small porch like that, that they build now?
About 6x6, I think is what they call a porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's to take care of the going in and out and steps and door and everything.
Mm-hmm. If you have a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have...
You'd have to have stairs in it.
Uh-huh. What? Y'all used to quilt here, or what?
Yeah, that's where we put quilts. The thing you hold quilt frames up,
uh-huh.
You put them in them loops and tie them on any quilting frame down here. My first wife, that's about all she done for 15 years. She wasn't able to do that. From 51 till she died.
Mm.
She quilted one quilt, finished it out after she had her first stroke.
Mm-hmm.
She got to where she could use her hand a little, she finished it out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look worth nothing, but she finished it. I got the quilt here and there.
Did she make the quilts to sell?
Or? Yeah. No, she didn't make them sell. She gave them to kids. They she'd make them, they'd come along and want it. And mm-hmm. I said, give them to them. Most of them bought them. They'd give her $5, $10 for them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have time to make them. Both my daughters, though, can piece quilts and quilt, too. Make it, either one of them make anything they want to.
Do your daughters live around here?
One lives in Norfolk, Arkansas, above El River.
Mm-hmm.
One lives about halfway from Bastrop to Crossett. Mm-hmm. On Bastrop and Crossett Highway.
Mm-hmm.
14 miles, I think, out of Bastrop. Her husband got a car wreck back, I don't know, must have been January.
Mm-hmm.
And broke his, injured his leg, and they took off part of his kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a stiff leg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he'll ever walk with.
How did you heat your house when you were?
I heated my fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And heater, we got a heater in there too, in there, one in the bathroom, one in the kitchen, and a place to put one in each one of these other rooms. We ain't got nothing on the back though to uh-huh. heat
none. On the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through is called the
chimney.
And the open place out there.
That's the hearth.
Okay. What about the things you set the wood on?
They're called doggones. Some call them fire dogs.
Uh-huh. Which did you call them?
I call them fire dogs.
What's the thing up above that you can...
Mantle shelf.
Any other names for that?
I never did hear it called nothing else.
And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood might you use to start it with?
We use different kinds. If it's dry wood, you can use most anything to start a fire. Like cobs, or if you got any.
Mm-hmm.
Shavings, chips. I make a lot of axe handles sometimes. I take the chips and when they dry, I put me some of them up. I can shove a few of them on the little green wood and ain't long, I got you going.
What's that? What do you call that kind of wood that catches fire real easy?
I don't know, there's several kinds of it. Pine.
Uh-huh.
What I call lighted.
Mm-hmm.